What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you think about French Guiana? Gold? A thick jungle? Brutal prison camps? Well, French Guiana indeed has gold mines. It surely has thick rainforests. And indeed, it was once known for very brutal prison camps. When the first European settlers came to French Guiana 400 years ago, they had to break through its jungle with machetes. The rainforest was dangerous and unfriendly. Today, Guiana isn't any easier to live in. About 25% of its citizens are unemployed. Although gold mines are illegal, gold is the only reason that still attracts people here. A lot of people come to Guiana and excavate this precious metal in extremely hard conditions. Why are gold mines illegal? The problem is that in search for gold, miners root through the earth using heavy machinery. To find 1 gram of gold, they sometimes have to process 1 ton of earth. They destroy the jungle piece by piece and create an apocalyptic landscape. They also leave behind a highly toxic chemical element, mercury, which pollutes food. Guianan Indians who live in the jungle eat fruit and fish that has a lot of mercury in it, and this kills them. It's not surprising that the French government has declared war on gold miners, but finding them in the jungle is not easy. These men go into the densest and most dangerous areas of the jungle, which even Guianan Indians have never explored. So what has the government done to stop this destruction? Well, it has employed French soldiers. Early in the morning, a platoon of French commandos prepares for its patrol of the jungle. They go inland by boat, and their task is to find gold miners. Soldiers must travel with a policeman. Only he has the right to arrest illegal workers. If they are caught, citizens of Guiana go to jail. Immigrants are deported. The motto of the soldiers is camouflaged and silent, aggressive and decisive. But most of all, these men need to be careful. Miners do not search for gold because they hope to get rich. They are poor people who just want to feed their families. Because of this, their determination is great. But when caught by French soldiers, they are usually quite resigned and passive. Gold miners are not what the soldiers fear most. There are threats that are far more scary. Ants that can destroy a tree overnight, snakes, scorpions, giant spiders, and frogs that sting. If you're not smart, some of these tropical threats can be very deadly. The platoon finally runs into a group of miners. They are mostly boys, covered in dirt from top to toe. They're working very hard, up to their knees in mud. These illegal miners look like victims, not lawbreakers. They are using Korean diggers that help them dig holes in the ground. I wonder how they manage to transport such heavy equipment by boat. Their determination amazes me. Gold miners sometimes spend a couple of months living in the jungle. They make do without electricity or telephones. Their only means of communication is a two-way radio. They live in tents, and the only link with the outside world is by boat. Money is almost never used in the only town nearby. The most common means of exchange is gold. You can get everything for it, from cigarettes to sex. For French soldiers, searching through the Guianan rainforest is not just a difficult task. This jungle is an ideal training ground. Combing through the tropical rainforest for illegal miners is like looking for an enemy in very difficult combat conditions. These men are masters of trekking techniques and can cover up to 12 kilometers a day in the densest jungle. Soldiers who have been to Guiana are the only ones who can carry out complicated jungle operations. Such skills are really important nowadays.